Elle, I understand this time of year, you have so much on your plate, so many different asks, but if you can manage the time, because I know you keep your pulse, your finger on the pulse of social media, the Magic, for whatever reason, are looking for a new social media content creator.
For what reason?
Boy, do I have a story for you. I was texting Elle, talking about the show, sent you a link, and then it went off the rail real quick. And I just said, you know what, Elle? I'm going to get back into the group chat and we'll discuss this in person, because what we saw last night was something historic.
Yeah.
Something never seen before.
Yes.
And something that we are probably too petty to be discussing.
100%. And we're going to table that discussion.
Yes.
For a little bit. I am okay. So concerned about where you're going with this.
Okay, yep.
But that's cool.
Yep.
We'll let
I'm
the
also
suspense
concerned,
build.
Very concerned.
We'll let the suspense build a little bit.
Okay.
As we say officially, a welcome to the Elle Duncan Show with Gary Streisky. When you kept saying we saw something historic last night, I thought you were referring to, I don't know, the multiple selection shows, but alas.
Yeah, <too. laughs>
But alas, yeah, the Orlando Magic, them too.
Well, yeah. I mean, we see the selection shows. They come around every year, but this jersey
once
swap.
Once in a lifetime?
This jersey
once
swap.
Once in a lifetime?
Once in a lifetime.
Can't
one
imagine.
And done on Twitter.
I got to admit, it feels like probably if you're Iowa, you want to swap places in the bracket. Just treetops, guys. On the women's side, right? When you earn a one seed,
mm-hmm.
and the one seeds are ranked, right?
Yes.
There's like the top one seed. There's the second one seed, the third, and the fourth. All right? South Carolina is your number one overall seed for the third straight year. They've lost one game in 742 days and counting. They deserve the easiest path,
sure.
and they got it. There's still some landmines potentially in there. Of course, it's March Madness. But when you talk about Iowa, who was the number two one seed, they should have had the second easiest path.
Mm-hmm.
No sir-ree.
Mm-hmm.
They have to potentially face a Kansas State team that they've already had to play twice this year and split the results in two really tightly contested games. And then if they're able to get through them, then you're talking about an Elite Eight matchup with potentially UCLA,
yep.
who, by the way, was a one seed like 10 days ago until they sort of fell apart in the Pac-12 championship. They are jacked. Or LSU, who's
the
reigning champs.
Buried the lead.
Like, that's just to get through the Elite Eight and to Cleveland, where, of course, they'll face potentially some of the other one seeds in USC,
sure.
who is the other, and then Texas, who was the last one seed. It was intriguing. It was between them and Stanford. But, man, this idea, for those of you at home that do the whole, like, oh, the TV networks get together and they figure out who they want because of ratings.
I'm glad you're bringing this up.
Horseshit.
Because okay.
if that was the case, they would have let Caitlin Clark cakewalk into the Final Four. It is a tough path.
I love that you brought that up, because nobody would know better on the inner workings of those conversations than our Elle Duncan, face of the game day program on the women's side. You were obviously hosting the selection show last night with our wonderful panel. But I think this is exactly what people would want to see, is Caitlin Clark not getting a cakewalk to a Final Four. So that way you can't have that conversation of, oh, they gave her such an easy path to get to the Final Four. Oh, they're actually playing in her favor. No. So that way, when Iowa, who I think, spoiler alert, is going to win the national championship. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Gets through to that point. Not a peep out of anybody,
sure.
because they have to get through a gauntlet of teams to actually get to what a lot of people, 30% so far of the brackets that are being chosen, are saying Iowa is gonna do, win
yeah.
the championship.
Yeah, I think if you're looking for any unsolicited advice, South Carolina has lost one game in 742. Here's the thing. I know what you're going to say.
They were real close against Tennessee.
I understand that. No, I understand that, yeah. right? Like a regular season against a team that they played
sure.
three times in 21 days,
mm-hmm.
okay? And beat all three times. Like, you face someone three times in less than a month, like, they're going to be able to get over
yeah.
on you, especially an SEC team. So I get that. But what I'm saying is, this is a South Carolina team, guys, that was a Final Four team a year ago after being undefeated in the regular season, lost, of course, to Iowa in the Final Four, lost 70% of its offense,
yes.
and somehow is even better. Because when it comes to March and April, the two most important things are what? Guard play and defense, right? South Carolina's got the defense on lock. Last year, their guard play really let them down. So when they faced a team like Iowa who could spread the floor, who could shoot, it didn't matter. They weren't driving. I'm just telling you, South Carolina, you guys, they can win every kind of way. They've got 10 lines of defense. Like, if their defense isn't working, they can shoot it. Or they can go to their post players. Or I wouldn't bet against South Carolina. And honestly, if Iowa does make it to the Final Four, they would potentially have to face USC, which would be a fantastic matchup. Could you imagine Caitlin Clark versus Juju Watkins, number one and number two scoring in the country? Sign me freaking up.
So this is the thing about the Final Four, and it's kind of like it's a contrast. It's a yin and a yang, by the way I described and decided on my Final Four, because I think that in these brackets, team over me, we over me. So that's why I didn't go with USC in my Final Four. I'm giving away my entire bracket right now.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let's set up the Final Four.
But I do like Iowa, of course.
Yeah, you've already said
riding
that.
Riding the star power.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
The hot hand. That's okay. It. That's it.
I love that
Everything
for you.
Else is team.
Yeah.
Everything else is team.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Iowa.
But you know, brackets are matchup specific, man. LSU's some True. Big girls.
True.
And Iowa's not big. And UCLA, big girls.
Stay
like, they've got big post players.
Stay on the perimeter.
But they've got perimeter defenders too.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I feel like it is an unfair advantage because I have such a plethora of knowledge on the women's
uh-huh.
side.
Uh-huh.
For me and
what
you.
What about me?
For me and you, you've got a plethora of knowledge about many things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think women's basketball is one of them.
That hurts. I got feelings and you just hurt every single one of them.
Can you name me all the freshmen of the year at each respective conference?
I can, but we don't have time for that because there's so many conferences. Elle, are you serious?
Just in the Power Five ones.
Are you serious? Okay, first of all, Juju Watkins.
Okay.
Which, by the way, again, USC. You know what? We'll table this. Next conversation. Elle.
So what we're going to do is, Gary, you're going to fill out your women's bracket. You already did. And I'm going to have you compete and go head to head.
With you?
No. With two people that I spawned. With my children, 5-year-old Eva and 3-year-old Xander.
They can get this work too.
Have challenged you. In fact, they wanted to level the challenge in video form for, by the way, they call you Mr. Gary. And when I say
so polite,
Mr. Gary, Eva just starts dying laughing, like unsolicited. She's like, he's so silly. I'm like, she sees you.
Eva.
She knows
She's
you.
Just the best.
They have decided to challenge you. They have filled out their own bracket to compete with yours. And here is just a glimpse at what they came up with.
We're going to beat you, Gary. All right, Gary, let's do this. All right, Gary, let's do this. All right, Gary, our final pool four is done.
Wow, Eva, listen. You know you're my favorite. I'm one of your favorites. But this is where I draw the line, all right? We are no longer friends in this 2-week stretch, Eva. Sorry to tell you. All right, you and Xander, my enemies. Maybe that's a little bit too harsh to be speaking to a 5- and a 2-year-old like that. Elsie,
no, talk your
Well, okay, I'm
they
going
deserve
to,
it.
But
trust
also at
me.
The same time, I kind of feel bad.
No, they talk.
Because like I'm 37 and they're 5.
Trust me, as their mother, they talk mad. Get after it.
All right,
it.
Man. How about this, Eva? You ain't shit. Your bracket ain't shit.
Okay,
your little
too
brother.
Far.
We got LSU, USC, NC State. If Trip Carolina, our champion is South Carolina. Go Cox! Go Cox!
All right, so that's their Final Four. Their Final Four, again, just to remind you, for those of you that couldn't hear their adorably cute little accents.
Yeah.
They've got...
Never heard of South Carolina.
Yeah, they've got...
Xander. Huh?
They've got South Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he meant.
They've got NC State. They went awry on that one. I tried to guide him a little bit on some of them, but I was like, okay.
Hey, Xander, do you know what NC stands for? Huh? I'll give you time. What's NC stand for? Yeah, I don't think so, bud. I feel bad. Come on. I can't talk shit to a 2-year-old. This is my career now.
Yeah, this is what's happened to you.
I love it.
You feel better about yourself?
I love it.
And then they have USC in there and they've
means.
Got LSU in the that's
just a bunch of letters.
Mm-hmm.
Just university of a bunch of letters, huh, kids?
100%.
Probably went with all the letters. You went with all the schools that just have letters because you can't read the words.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's actually a really astute observation.
Like, Mom, what's Louisville? Yeah. Probably want to know.
Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville. All right. Yeah. So what's your Final Four, Gary?
All right. I'm gonna shoot you straight like this. South Carolina. Boom. They're in that Stanford. Tyre Vanderveer, Cameron Brink, like what they're doing. I know that you said it's guard play and defense, and I totally get that. I thought you were going to say coaching, especially in these environments when you're taking teams and taking them to either neutral environments or environments that they are not used to, playing teams that they are not used to, unless, of course, you're matched up with squads from your conferences or out-of-conference play that you might be familiar with. So give me Stanford and South Carolina. South Carolina.
Okay.
Obviously getting to
So if they both advance, they would play each other in the Final Four. All
Correct.
Right.
And then on the other side of the bracket, it's Iowa getting through. And it's a gauntlet of teams that they have to obviously get through. I have them beating Princeton. I have them beating Colorado on their way to play LSU in the Elite Eight, but getting ultimately to the Final Four to play, again, coaching over actual player application, UConn. Maybe because I'm a bit of a homer.
No, I mean,
maybe because I'm a bit of a nutmeg. Mm-hmm. I'm a nutmegger.
Yeah.
Okay, so give me Iowa, UConn, but Caitlin over Gina is what I'm saying.
Oh.
And I don't think
Though it comes down to coaching, I mean, Lisa Bluter's a hell of a coach Iowa.
But again, I'm it's a bit of a dichotomy between coaching 3/4 of my bracket, but then star power residing in that last 25%.
I think UConn has a very friendly bracket.
Mm-hmm.
UConn definitely has an easier path. They would have to get through USC, but you talk about experience, and they don't have any, right? Like Juju Watkins herself was like, we're way ahead of schedule. We are not supposed to be this good this fast.
Can
so I can
you a
see
question
that
I don't know if I'm supposed to be asking on a hot mic, because I don't know if
Uh-oh.
I heard this. I don't know if I heard this conversation on the low, and I shouldn't be bringing it up, but is there a little bit of dissension in the USC locker room?
What?
Like, do some of her teammates not rock with her because she'd be putting up 60 shots a game and, like, she is the one getting all of the attention?
I have not heard that at all.
Okay.
I don't know if that's by streets talking. That's just you looking at JimRat35725 on Twitter, but I have not heard that. I think they have a great affinity for Juju. Literally, she has revived the program.
Okay. Hey, whoa. I'm not accusing and I'm not pointing fingers, because what do I say? When you point a finger, there's four that point back. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like I heard that somewhere in this building.
Uh-huh. So when somewhere reputable?
In this building. So I would hope. Nobody's texting me with Juju Watkins info.
Stuff like that is when someone posts something and they're like, I know you guys have been asking, so here's my skincare routine. No one's been asking
that's
that.
True.
Not
honestly,
a single, you just made that up.
No,
I'm saying the person.
Oh, okay.
It's like one of those, like, you know, I keep hearing.
For real.
My dad does that. My dad will be like, you know what I heard? I heard that the Bears are not interested in getting rid of Justin Fields. I'm like, Dad, you saw that on my show. Okay, that's not real information.
Clark, you
that
were watching,
you came
up.
You were watching
PM.
SportsCenter. That they is Adam Schefter, Dad. Like, we always just like, we just like generically ascribe things to people. The streets are saying. No, that's not true.
All right. Well, when we're not on hot mics and this ain't rolling, I'm going to get the real answer from you, Elle.
Okay.
I see that side smirk.
No,
I just want to get some information. All right. Like I said, this is not an accusatory thing, but anyway.
Oh, wait.
What?
Duh. You said you want to get some information as we tease that Jay Billis is standing right over there and about to join the program. The incomparable Jay Billis, one of the smartest minds in all of basketball.
Intimidating,
but
too.
I thought about the fact that we've spent all this time talking about the women's bracket. And, well, when it comes to the men's bracket, I mean, Eva, tell them.
Oh, yeah, the men's bracket. I don't know.
Oh yeah, the men's bracket for my kids got put on that autofill. So we'll see if you can beat the computer.
Whoa.
It's not that I'm not invested in the men's game. It's that I just don't care. I'm just kidding. That's not it either. I'm just so entrenched in the women. That also sounds wrong.
Yeah.
Taken out of context.
No, please elaborate.
I'm like knee deep in the girls right now. Like that's all I'm worried about. And so I will take your word for whoever is going to win the Final Four for the men. For sure, it will not be St. John's or Syracuse or Pitt.
What about Memphis?
Because one of the headlines on ESPN.com said that they are out.
Yeah, and they don't want any invites to anybody else's party.
And
I'd say they're too good.
Yeah.
They're too good for that.
Who you got for your Final Four in the men?
Go figure. I'm going chalk.
Oh.
In the men's Final Four.
All ones?
I mean, I think I might have a Tennessee, but again, I'm not your Joey Brackets. I'm not your J Dub. I'm not your J Bill List.
I don't think anyone thought you
All
were.
All right. I am pretty much rocking off of my Final Four vibes as it sort of relates to the 60-second highlights that I do on SportsCenter. I'm like, whoa, I'm pretty sure NC State has a chance. Pretty sure North Carolina State.
Their coach was literally on the verge of getting fired before the ACC tournament.
So I think this might be public knowledge as well, but I just be hearing stuff and I'm like, maybe I could share that. So he was supposed to get fired at year's end, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened?
No.
Well, he obviously
won. Well, they won the ACC championship.
He has an escalator in his contract. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't think I'm supposed to be sharing this information. But anyway, he got an escalator in his contract, right?
Take your hand off the mic. Oh, it's shaking.
He got an escalator in his contract that if he wins the conference tournament, automatically gets 2 years added to his contract.
Hell yes.
2 years added to his contract, yeah. Which would make his buyout 2 to 4 years, which basically winning the ACC title for NC State. And coach basically just made him $6 million extra dollars, even if NC State was like, coach, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
That's a $6 million swing by winning 5 games in 5 days, which the Wolfpack went on an unprecedented run.
Yeah.
Knocking off Duke and then Virginia Tech and then obviously North Carolina. All that to say, I don't think they're going to win. I do think that UConn's going to run it back.
Okay. I like to see a repeat champ. Would be really cool if we had... That might be a parlay, right? Men and women win UConn, the national UConn, championship. UConn? Yeah, shit. UConn connection. We'll certainly see. Listen, our analysis is just what it is.
Yeah.
Let's bring somebody in who we feel like can really elevate the program.
Literally.
He's really tall.
He's very tall.
Man, just to make the program a little bit smarter.
I mean, come on.
I feel like, Jay, we've got 21 questions. We're going to give you a song because we know, as we follow you on social media, you end every single one of your tweets with a rap lyric.
Gotta go to work.
Okay. So in order for you to help us break down and consume the men's bracket, because someone here is so unprepared. He doesn't know anything about the men's side.
You hear definitely that bus running me over right now?
Definitely not me. We want to give you a name of a song and just have you tell us which team you think that best describes.
Okay.
I'm not going to go in a certain order. I'm going to jump around.
Oh, that's good. House of Pain.
I'm going to look in the camera like that Scotty. Every time I make a reference, just so you understand the reference.
You should.
Okay. You've had some time to sit on this. What committee decision are you sort of thinking about the most? Like, what thing is making you say, are my mind playing tricks on me?
Some of the selection. There was some seating that I didn't care for, but some of the selection where... A team like Pittsburgh that I thought was a tournament team didn't get in. And there were at least four teams firmly in the field, not toward the end of the line, that I think Pittsburgh is better than. And I kind of thought this was about getting the best teams, not about, well, their non-conference schedule wasn't as good as this team. Like, who cares what their non-conference schedule was? You know, was their total body of work and how good they are. So I just kind of don't agree with the way they do it.
Let's go from team to me in terms of the makeup of a performance we might see in this tournament. Superhero by Metro Boomin and Future. Who do you think has to put that superhero cape on if their team is to do any sort of damage?
Dalton Connect of Tennessee. He's kind of the Roy Hobbs of college basketball that came out of nowhere. He was in Northern Colorado. He grew up in a little podunk town that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah.
Thornton, Colorado. Like who's ever heard of that place?
It's like weird.
So he's by far.
Salt of the earth, just classy people.
He's by far the most accomplished person to ever come out of Thornton.
Definitely.
I'm not ever sure anybody else there has a job or got a job or went to school beyond grade school.
Yeah.
That's where you're from, right, Gary?
Yeah, that's right. I'm from Thornton, Colorado. that's right. I appreciate that. Jay did his research. It was cool. I appreciate that.
But Connect is the real deal. He's really talented, but nobody had ever really heard of him before he got to Tennessee, and he explodes into this National Player of the Year candidate. It's a really great story.
That is a perfect like March story too. Okay, which one seed is ripe for the picking? Which one is juicy?
Oh,
well, because of the draw, like I would have put North Carolina in a Final Four, but they got a really difficult draw, and their second round game, if Texas A&M beats Nebraska, that's a rough second game for North Carolina. Or excuse me, I'm in the wrong bracket. Mississippi State, I think, is the one that North Carolina has. And that's a tough draw for them.
I'm going with little Meek Mill and Drake. Open to interpretation, team, player, coach, otherwise. Who do you see as a scenario that might be going bad once tournament play starts?
The back of your mind always has Purdue there because they've been snake bitten The year that Virginia won the national championship, Purdue had Carson Edwards, and they're ready to go to the Final Four. And then Virginia pulls this crazy play where Mamadi Diakite hits a shot to send it to overtime. It was literally one in a million, if that. The kind of thing that shouldn't happen. And then the last 3 years, they've lost to double-digit seeds when they were the better team. One was in the Sweet 16, but the other two were early in the tournament. And I think that Purdue, you know, they've got the National Player of the Year in Zach Edey, 7-4, the most efficient player in the country by far. But there's something that I know they have to be carrying a little bit of baggage, and because all the fans are carrying this mental baggage, waiting for the next bad thing to happen. But I think they're going to make the Final Four this year, and I think they've got a legitimate chance to win it. I think UConn's better than them, but not by much. But I'm kind of, I don't really root at this time of year for teams. One, because rooting doesn't do any good. But I'm kind of rooting for Purdue because you know, they're better than the results they've had lately.
That snake bit moniker could go to the women's UConn side as well.
You ain't lying.
They've just been decimated with injury. All right, Jay Billis, who is the most loaded from top to bottom? Who's got five on it?
Oh, UConn. UConn's the best team, and they're kind of like South Carolina on the women's side. South Carolina lost all this firepower from last year, and yet they're undefeated with a completely, what I would call a completely new team. At least they lost their first five. And I think it's amazing that UConn is back in this position where they're probably, I think it's fair to say, they're probably better as against the field this year than they were last year when they ripped through the tournament and nobody's within 10 points of them. They went in last year as a four seed, if I remember right, and they had lost 6 of 8 games, kind of middle of the season, and kind of, you know, fell off everybody's radar of being the best team, and they were the best team. And I think they entered the tournament this year being the best team. But they got a really rough draw.
Jay, this is a song that has a particular affinity to me because I would blast this full volume in my V6 Mustang, windows down, in Thornton, Colorado, driving around the town as a local legend, of course, by 50 Cent.
How could you not be?
Of course. Did graduate. Yeah. Took me 5 years. Okay. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Who does that apply to?
Kentucky. Kentucky has a great offensive team. Their defense has been up and down. John Calipari takes a lot of arrows for not doing what people think he should do every year when his record is spectacular and anybody would trade for it. But Kentucky has an opportunity. I think they've got a really good draw. And they've got an opportunity to do something here that if their defense just gets a little bit better as they go through the tournament, they've got the offensive firepower to really make some noise and have a great tournament.
And lastly, Jay, with this segment, we always talk about it's so important to be hitting your stride as the tournament starts, but let's go the other way. Who's a team that stumbled down the stretch a little bit, but you think is still fly?
Wisconsin's interesting.
I love Scotty.
They're a 5 seed, and they've got a great point guard in Chucky Hepburn, and they've got a star wing in A.J. Storr, who transferred in from St. John's. They lost 8 of 11 heading into the Big Ten tournament. Then they got all the way to the final before they lost to Illinois. They could match up with Duke in the Sweet 16, second round or Sweet 16, and that's going to be a tough one for both of them. But I think Wisconsin could wind up being one of these teams as a 5 seed. You're going, why didn't I pick them? I should have picked them. But they have some games throughout the course of the year. They go, why did I pick them? Mm-hmm. You know, it's, when they play their best, they can beat anybody. And then when they don't, I saw them get blown out in Tucson against Arizona. I mean, they got blown out. The walk-ons' children were playing at the end of the game. It was such a big, big loss. But I think they've got a pretty good chance with the draw they have.
So take them off your board of the 5 seed to lose to the 12 seed, the inevitable 12 upsetting. Yeah. You take them off your board. If Jay Billis says so, take them off your board.
I'm just gonna, like, literally as I'm filling out my bracket tonight, the 46 brackets. I've got your emails, bosses. Thank you. I have a few things going on. I will fill out the bracket. Y'all, seriously, stop emailing me.
Yeah, apparently our tournament challenge, if we're not in it, nobody cares.
Apparently.
Like, if we're not in it today, Jay,
that's
if
right.
We don't fill out every bracket by Monday, then it is a huge problem. Can you give me a minute?
They're going to watch and listen to this. You better be careful.
I love you all so much. I'm just asking for 5 minutes to talk with my friend Jay Billis before I fill out these brackets. I feel more informed. But you mentioned Duke. And when we come back on the L. Duncan Show with Gary Streisky, but more importantly, with Jay Billis, Thornton Great.
Not going to deny it.
Do you think if you just like walked up to people in Thornton and you had a picture of you and a picture of Jay, more people would be able to identify Jay?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, for sure.
Especially his family.
Yeah. Especially in March. Especially in March. Like, wait, I just read your article. Fact.
You're on the front of ESPN.com right now. We will do something that Jay has been known to do a couple of times.
Complain?
Recently.
We will be doing some of that.
Lock him up. That is still ahead. Cuff 'em season is on the way.
Straight to jail.
When we come back.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'll use my taser.
All right, we are back with Jay Billis on the L. Duncan Show. We've heard of cuffing season, yep. Right?
Winter time.
Yeah.
It's cold. Where you want to snuggle up to a boo.
Yeah. Yep. But now the weather's changing. People are out in the streets. It's time to lock them up. With Jay Billis, we're playing cuff 'em season.
Whoop,
and of course, you remember why we're forcing Jay to participate in this segment. This all was born of the court storming that happened at Duke. Kyle Filipowski was hurt. And Jay Billis was like, yo, you enter this court, you don't get to leave this court. And I'm with you.
You enter That's the a court, way to show I'll see you in court.
I once was caught at a Steak and Shake in Atlanta because we were there past curfew and the cops came in there and was like, if you all don't leave in the next 5 minutes, you're all staying until curfew's over at 6 a.m. And let me tell you, that thing, we scattered like cockroaches when the light comes on.
I mean, if you storm the court, I don't care if you're an older lady that is on her way to the home.
Yeah.
Wrestle her to the ground.
100%. Sister Jean right
Cuff her.
Now.
Yeah, Sister Jean.
He is. He tweeted about
it. Talking about
Arrest
Sister
her.
Jean.
She was all up in the court,
That's
too.
Right. What is she doing?
What are you Biggest doing,
rivalry.
Sister Jean?
It's the good seating.
We've got to protect these players. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you types of people and you tell us,
yes.
Should they be arrested? Should they go to jail for this behavior? And I'll start with just a company, Chick-fil-A being closed on Sundays. Oh. Should we lock them up?
That should be some sort of life sentence.
Whoa.
And I understand the faith-based thing. Yeah. I get it. But God would not want Chick-fil-A to deny us a sweet tea and waffle fries on a Sunday.
Thank
That's
you.
That's rich though, coming from a burger guy. I didn't know you had a particular feeling one way or another about a chicken establishment.
I grew up in Los Angeles, so I was not a creature of the South. But living in the South now, Chick-fil-A is a way of life.
100%.
Every day at noon, there's a line of cars around the Chick-fil-A trying to get in. Yeah. It is the most efficient. Like if I'll tell you one thing. The government should be locked up if they don't allow Chick-fil-A to run the DMV.
I've said that.
Like everything would be so much smoother to get your license, to do all that stuff. The DMV is a horror show.
Yeah.
And Chick-fil-A is the most efficient thing on the planet.
I completely agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. I feel like it's a blueprint for life in general. Yeah. They're always so pleasant. It's the only place you go to and you see a ridiculous line and you go, they're going to take good care of me.
No problem.
I'm not going to wait at all. Tell you to pull up, most places you go to a Popeyes and they tell you to pull up, you're there for 25 minutes.
Yep.
I don't get it. All you make is chicken. How do you not have that ready? Mm-hmm. How is that not ready? That's all you got. But Chick-fil-A, you know it's going to be 30 seconds. Okay.
Next to required military service, I think for our kids,
yes.
They all need to work at Chick-fil-A.
Correct.
They'll learn something.
Spend some time
working there. All right. Now that we know Jay, he's living in the South now, Southern hospitality, it exists, it's a thing. So I feel like you're going to go one way with this one. People who don't put their carts back in the carousel, Jay, jail or no jail?
Mm-hmm. Jail. Straight Let's jail. Yeah. It's not that difficult.
Thank you.
Just take it back and try not to hit my car.
And Jay, you have a law degree, so you probably already know all of this, but that is actually an infraction of the law. That is called a public nuisance charge. Mm. So I think that there is some research there to back you up.
Is that true?
I have no idea, but I like how it sounds.
I just like Googled a bunch of like legally terms.
Yeah.
I mean, haven't you been at ESPN long enough to know that you can be wrong as long as you're emphatically wrong?
As long as you're passionate about it.
Say it with your chest. All right, here's one for you, and it happened to me this weekend, and I was like, this is the perfect convergence of Jay coming on the show and my life. Should these people go to jail? Extremely tall people that sit in the front fucking row.
That's a personal attack, Jay.
In the front fucking row, Jay. I'm sorry. I'm 5'3". If you sit in the front row, I ain't seeing shit around you, Jay.
Oh, your front row of
Don't walk into that one.
Front row of anything?
Yes.
There's nothing we can do about it. Like, I try to slump down as much as I can, but, you know, we're entitled to good seats too.
I mean, but argue they're all good seats to you, Jay, because you can see.
No, see, one of the things people don't realize about being tall is we're always in the back of photos. That's totally unfair.
Fair.
And then the worst thing is when you're taking a selfie with someone and you're in the back because you're tall, the short people in the front say, "Will you take it because your arms are longer?" No, that's not how it works. Whoever's in front has the longest arms.
You ever think about that, Elle?
I say it all the time.
It's so ridiculous.
I feel like it's logic. It's scientific evidence and fact.
And
you've got the best range, Jay, and you can hit the angles.
No. Well, then put me in front. Whoever's in front has the longest arms. And the other thing is, like when you're taking a selfie or any photo, you don't need to count to three.
Oh,
nothing happens on three that didn't happen on two or one.
Correct.
We start smiling as soon as the camera goes
up.
That's
true.
Like, just take the damn picture.
Put all of them in jail.
That's coming from a guy who probably gets stopped for a picture every 30 seconds
Correct.
Of his life.
Let when
walking through
lesson.
An airport, walking on any sort of basketball arena. It slows him down by an extra 3 seconds. So people watching
you
and
should see what it's like when I'm in Thornton.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you this. They really love him
Stay
in
out
Let
of
me
my
ask
town.
You this. Do you lock up the people that count to three on selfie or... What's worse, the people who just see you in the background at the airport on your phone doing your thing and take a selfie with you unknowingly?
Oh, I don't mind that. That's I like fine. That.
Because they're not bothering
So you'd rather them
him.
Not bother you. You want them to just creep on you.
I'm
in a
not
picture.
Bothered by it. I meet more people that way. Like, I actually like that. It's fun. I have the, if you want to call it celebrity, I have the perfect, what I consider the perfect amount of quote unquote celebrity.
Yeah.
Is that some people recognize you, most people don't. And when they do, they're really nice. And if I didn't look at social media, I would think that most people like me.
like
and
dude,
then you look at social media and you're like, everybody hates me.
Yeah. Ignorance is bliss, they say.
Plus, Jay, if you haven't seen him stand up or in person, he's a tall glass of water. I mean, this guy doesn't have a bad angle, so
really
it doesn't, matter at what point you see him. No, he doesn't. No, he
you've
doesn't.
Got a chisel
Behind
jaw.
Is a real
You're tall.
Problem.
He's got the elongated torso. You know, he's fine.
The side has become a huge problem when you get the rooster neck thing at a certain age. Like, you just don't need side shots.
Oh, no.
Oh, the kids do something called mewing, Jay. It's where you put your tongue in the top of your mouth and you take a picture and it makes all of this look longer and it sucks your neck in.
Once you get to a certain age, you don't care how you look anymore. And I think you guys could tell when I walked in, I've reached that age. I don't care.
Jail or no jail. That's a tongue twister. You've been to Chipotle. You're familiar with their work. The worker who shakes off the excessive chicken off of the scooper.
Yeah.
Jail or no
just
jail.
Just put it in there.
Like, thank you.
I love Chipotle. I'm there way too much. There's one thing I would change. They need to mix it before they wrap the burrito.
Like, I want everything have all the mixed juices in. And,
I don't want a bite. I don't want like half of rice and then half of guac and other stuff. I don't want a compartmentalized burrito. I want every bite the same. And but I don't want to make their lives any more difficult by saying, hey, can you mix it? And then they got to get a bowl out and do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the people behind you are looking at you like you're a total loser.
Also confirmed, Jay's a guac guy. He's doing pretty well
Huge
for himself.
Guac guy.
He's doing pretty well for himself.
He is.
He's doing pretty well for himself.
Don't skimp on. you shouldn't skimp on things.
I agree with you. I think too, especially because like, you know, you're the Chipotle worker. I think when you do things like that, it is aiding and abetting the man.
That's
and
good.
So that is punishable by jail.
And plus to your guac thing. being my age, a lot of people on their deathbeds do say, "My God, I shouldn't have had that much guac."
Yeah.
Like, think how much more money I'd have.
Yeah.
Because that way you could have a walnut casket instead of a pine one.
That's true. Cherry wood. Also,
don't take
quite
it
expensive.
With you, man.
Hindsight being 2020. Exactly. Yeah. Spend it on the guac. All right. How about this one? Jail or no jail, people that wear pajamas in public.
Oh.
Feel very attacked.
I don't mind that. That doesn't bother me.
So that's not indecent exposure to you?
No.
Okay.
Indecent exposure is nothing. That would be bad.
Okay.
Jail would be, for that kind of thing, jail would be older men taking their shirt off at yoga.
Oh,
I don't need to see that.
Oh.
As Bill Rafter used to say, I don't need to see your boobs.
Movies.
Yeah.
Sound like that too.
I don't want man boobs at my yoga session. Yeah. I just want to go and get a good stretch in. And I hate hot yoga.
Oh.
But I'm not interested in men without shirts at yoga.
Do we feel that way with men at the gym in general, especially the ones that wear the
just shirtless
tank tops?
At the gym is a bold move.
Yeah, just the ones that wear the little tops,
the stringers,
where it's just a string right over their nipple, which really doesn't cover anything at all, and I'm still forced to see what looks like every day is chest day, but it's really just like a puffy, and it's always the puffy guys.
Just a little pump cover. Just a little pump cover for
like
the boys.
Mostly you're seeing like pec, but then he just has like a little bit of a cloth draped over his belly. I don't see the purpose.
Don't care what they do in the gym because I'm usually doing my own thing. So I'm oblivious to other things. What used to bother me in locker rooms, whether it's at a golf course or your gym or whatever, and it's the guy that's coming back from the shower and the towel is draped over his shoulder.
Ah, yes. Like, there's a better place for that. There's a better place for that.
No, don't need it over your shoulder. Wrap it up, man. Mm-hmm. Don't need to see that. Like, let's go.
Yeah, he's
not
proud.
Interested.
He's
guy just proceeds to ask Jay, so who do you really think is going to be in this year's Final Four? I'll tell you, if you put that towel in the right place.
We're not talking till you cover up.
Don't even try to take a selfie with me, damn it.
It is not happening. All right, and lastly, people who put ketchup on their eggs.
Don't fall into this trap.
Whatever people eat is up to them.
Okay.
What I have a problem with, jail should be for people who question what you like while you're eating.
Thank
so
you.
I don't care for cheese. I'm not a cheese person. I don't like if you put a cube of cheddar cheese in front of me and said $1 million or for eating that, I would say. Keep the money.
Shut your mouth.
Confirmed.
Can't do it.
Jay's doing pretty well for himself.
I can't eat cheese.
Confirmed.
What?
Doing pretty well.
No, it's strange. I would do for some change.
I can't do it. I can eat it melted, so I can eat melted cheese for some reason, but I can't do blue cheese. I can't do ricotta. I can't do any of that stuff. I just can't eat it. I don't like it.
Does it give you the?
No, it has. Okay. I just don't care for it.
Taste. All right.
So. People try to talk me out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Including my family members. Oh, come on. You like cheese. Like, try this. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm old enough to have determined that for myself.
That's fair.
Leave him alone.
Like, if you accept it, you get more cheese. Like, if I don't like it, you get more. Isn't that a benefit for you? Why do you have to talk me out of something I don't like?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't prefer people who bring stinky food onto airplanes. Like they can eat whatever they want.
What about like in the workplace? What about like fish in the workplace?
I don't think sticky food belongs anywhere where the other people are. Like don't bring your
hot salmon.
Yeah.
Walk it through a
newsroom.
Don't
bring it on the plane. Like it's not that big of a deal. Eat something that doesn't smell.
Oh, what'd you bring for lunch last week?
Are you one of those?
In the newsroom.
Is it better though that every time I bring it, which is at least once or twice a week because I eat a lot of fish, I warn everyone like, hey guys, it's me. I like heating up my fish again. Sorry, y'all. Not sorry enough to stop doing it.
So
but
that
I
gives them a chance
them,
to quit their jobs and leave. Jay. That's kind of it.
You might want to clear the area. I'm heating up my tilapia again.
I'm getting on the plane, everybody, and I'm bringing something really stinky. Just wanted to let you know in case you wanted to change your travel
plans.
There's
another one a couple hours.
Do you give them vouchers if they want to get off the plane?
I don't. See, now on the plane, I'm with you. Now, when we're here, though, and we're heating it up, I'm sorry. I'm doing it in the microwave. I've got a diet I like to follow. I like to eat healthy. And that involves copious amounts of fish. And that means you're going to have to smell it. And that's fine. On a plane, I'm with you. It's not even stinky stuff. You cannot bring delicious smelling things
on
the plane either.
Just a whole meal?
I was on a plane the other day and the people in front of me were just, it's like they had the entire buffet at Popeye's. Yeah, and I'm like, man, the whole plane smells like fried chicken now. Everybody wants some.
My favorite is when you're getting on the plane and somebody, as they're getting on the plane and the flight attendants are so kind, greeting everyone, good morning, you know, and you're trying to get on, and somebody just hands an empty coffee cup to the flight attendant.
Yikes.
Going, why didn't you throw that away a minute ago?
Literally, why the trash?
Like, or just keep it. Like, I just find
you know
that
who's
really
not
weird.
Doing that? Somebody who's worked at Chick-fil-A before.
Correct.
That's right.
Thank you. I love your trash. By the way, before we let you go, you threw me under the bus with the food thing. How do you feel about people, Jay?
Well, don't listen to her, right?
How
now.
Do you feel about people, Jay, who stand at the very front of the line when you're boarding a plane, knowing that their ass is in basic economy and will be called—
We didn't have to bring money into this.
Sixth.
Gate lice.
Sixth in line. 100%. Should they go to jail?
I'm one of those people.
My man!
Jay, you ain't never said no basic economy in your life.
I can't help myself. I can't help myself. Like, I want to get on the plane and put my stuff down rather than stand there all this time.
Hey.
And I'm usually, because I travel so much, and you guys do too, you're usually in group one.
Yeah.
And group one means you've got to wait for every special class of human
sure.
being to
yep.
get on.
Yeah.
And I was on a Southwest flight a few years ago going from Connecticut to Orlando. And I was standing there, you know, Southwest actually has pretty good boarding.
Sure,
that's right.
Thing. But somebody who was near me said, oh, miracle flight. I'm like, what does that mean? Like 20 people boarded in the special assistance thing.
Yeah.
But when the plane landed, they were all Usain Bolt. All of them were world-class athletes sprinting off the plane. And I'm going, wait a minute.
It was a magical
that, and then
three-hour
I got
flight.
The miracle flight. It's a miracle. They went from special assistance to Olympic athlete in that two-hour flight.
That's
and
pretty funny.
That's not unusual,
that's
it turns
good.
Out.
That's really good.
That's pretty good.
Also, the miracle flight.
I've done that before. I did. I did it in Mexico. I pretended that I hurt my leg and I needed wheelchair assistance because the line was too long and I was going to miss my flight. And they wheeled me past someone who actually needed a wheelchair.
Oh.
And he gave me this look because he saw me walk into the airport and he was like, now you're in a wheelchair. And then, and because I deserve this and earn this, once they wheel you and have assistance, at least in Mexico, the guy wanted to sit with me. Like, he was like, and I'll stay with you until you board. And I got there 2 hours early and I was like, I'm good, because I wanted to go have a drink at the bar and I didn't want to wheel myself over.
But airport etiquette is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like slow walkers or weavers that
yes.
are in the middle of the concourse. And then people who are going to look for their flight in the middle of the concourse.
Yeah,
and
they
just stop.
Yeah, they just
stop.
They just all of a sudden stop.
Gotta make
and
sure
you're like, dude, I've got to get
food.
Somewhere. Like, I'm trying to get out of here or whatever. And then, but the gate lice, like, I don't mind people who are boarding first standing there.
Right.
That's okay.
Right.
I mean, I probably shouldn't do it, but my wife gets on me all the time about it. But the ones who are in group seven that
Thank
are standing
you.
Right there, you're going, dude.
You're not, and you know you're not boarding anytime soon. You're blocking the way, and I don't like it. It's really rude. And then those same people get upset
me.
With you because, and I'm going to shout out the flight attendants here. I'm going to call you out because I love flight attendants, but there's one thing that you do for those of us lucky enough to have the company pay for first class. You make us a target because you tell these people to wait to board so that you can get us some pre-flight cocktails and snacks. And then when they realize why you have delayed their ability to board, sit down, relax before the flight, they look at you like you are trash. They look at you with the most disgusting, how dare you? I'm so sorry you needed to have your Woodford Reserve and ginger ale. And now I had to stand here in the cold on the tarmac with my child. You bitch. That's the energy I get when you do that, flight attendants. Don't do that.
Gary, isn't it tough being privileged?
I mean, come
it's
on.
It's so difficult okay, being yeah. privileged.
I wouldn't know. You're looking at boarding group number four over
don't
here.
Look, just right. don't look back.
Yeah,
just don't look at it. Don't make
no
eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
We're a couple down to earth, salt of the earth.
Uh-huh.
I'm flying
sure.
Southwest. Thornton you're in
legends.
First class. I want to get on the plane because I'm usually in the back. I want to get my bag on.
Thank
I just
you.
Want to get my bag on.
Mm-hmm.
That's not asking too much.
Yeah.
I don't check bags. I'm not interested in that because they lose them all the time.
Sure.
I want my bag with me. That's all.
Okay.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
Well, for anybody listening,
and I want
today,
a small bladdered person sitting in the
yes,
window seat.
That's super close. I'm aisle
yeah.
all
There should
all day.
Be a bladder
yes.
requirement
I'm
for a window
all
seat.
Day.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be tapped on the shoulder 27 times
Constantly.
On a 1 hour flight.
How do we feel about the etiquette if someone is sleeping? How long do you try and hold it before you go, I'm going to tap this person and wake them up because I've really got to pee? Because I do think, like, if you can make it 45 minutes or so,
them.
You should.
I'm going to do it.
Oh, you're going to do the butt in their face
no,
straddle?
I'm,
no,
I'm
no,
a
no.
front straddler.
Oh, you show them the. You show him the greedy
I'm not
dick?
I'm not.
I don't think, yeah, there should be never a climb over.
I'm not all up on like
allow them to get up.
If there's a gap though, Jay, and it's like a red eye, I'm hitting the gap.
You're going to do the gap.
I'm hitting the gap.
Red eyes might be a little different.
Okay, well, if anybody's at the airport today and sees Jay Billis at the back of the plane, which I highly doubt.
Then he got bumped from his flight. Yes. He got something happened.
He missed his original flight. Yeah, all right, I'm telling definitely. You that right now. Jay Billis, thanks for joining us here.
Thank you.
You're the best.
You guys will never go to jail.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Certainly there is some March sadness for the teams that did not get in. I'm not of the they need to expand the field. This is not football to me, where it's like you could argue that there are more than four great teams. If you're the 69th best team I'm not gonna compete or fight for you. However, there should always be one additional ad.
Gotta be an exception.
One exception.
Yes.
For people with just bananas nicknames.
Yes. They're going to be a draw.
Yeah, a draw because they've got some character.
People are going to tune in because of X player on this team.
Yeah.
For the chuckles.
Yeah.
For the skills.
Yeah.
For the abnormality that this player might be playing with. Or a combination of all.
And that person came together in Indiana State's, what's his name?
Go
Robbie Avila.
Sycamores.
Yeah. This dude, now, I literally had to look twice at what his real name is, because if you have the social medias, you would know him from his various nicknames. Mm-hmm. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's so good.
Larry Nerd. Steph Blurry. Uh-huh. Because he is
Rex
one
Specs.
Of, yeah, he's one of those guys that, just to describe him, he would not be what you would consider a prototypical college basketball player. Mm-hmm. He
looks like Kenny Powers.
Yes, he does.
He looks like Kenny Powers in a basketball uniform.
Yeah.
And we know Kenny Powers got GD specimen.
You know that
okay?
he is.
Mm-hmm. Out there.
You're looking out yeah. and he's looking in.
This guy is dealing, wheeling, dealing, shooting, passing, rebounding, doing it all for the 28-6, mind you, Indiana State Sycamores. They are the first team in NCAA tournament history to not make the tournament after yielding a less than 30 QNET rating.
Yeah.
Okay. All that to say, they should be in the tournament, but they lost to Drake in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. So listen, hey, it's not a Power Five. You don't get an auto bid. I get it, but it's just a missed opportunity for the NCAA to do the right thing and get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the field, so that way we can extend this laughter and all be in on the joke, because everybody wants to be in on the joke. I love inside jokes. Yeah. I'd love to be a part of one day.
I'm tired of this joke that you've been sitting inside of you for the duration
Whoa,
of the
easy
show.
Easy with the where joke the joke's
been,
going.
The joke has just been right there inside of you, taking its time.
She did it again.
You just
for sure.
keep teasing me with this joke. It's like every time you start to do it, it's like just the tip of the joke. So can you please figure out or tell me what's been giving you so many chuckles that you started the show talking about the Magic?
I don't think I want to do it anymore after that tee up. Damn. What's next in the rundown, L? Okay, so here's the thing. Anthony Black, okay, Orlando Magic.
Sure.
Guard. He'd probably fall through the roof. I wouldn't know.
No.
I wouldn't know. I'd be like, why is this man falling through the roof?
He's
and then,
tall.
Of course, Grady Dick of Kansas basketball fame now, one of Toronto's finest. Okay, they did a jersey swap, couple rookies.
Sure.
Harmless. It's fun, all right? They're just
embarking. Fans of each other.
Just embarking on their NBA careers.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Black and Grady Dick. For our viewing audience, do you notice anything?
Oh.
They're quite quite strategic, L. Matter of fact, L, it was a last second pivot that they both realized, wait a minute, we have the opportunity.
No chance they didn't realize right away with that jersey swap. They were swapping black dick jerseys. Zero chance.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even think they knew each other until their opportunity.
Correct. They 100%. They were like someone, a social media person, or one of them in their young sophomoric minds.
20-year-old kids.
Correct. Was like, oh, you know what would be awesome? A teammate, an instigator, a water boy, somebody was like, you know what would be so funny for the socials?
It was.
If you trade with black and then you have black.
It is very funny, L, and we could say it because it is their government issue. But here's the thing: speaking of issue, and the story deepens. The Orlando Magic posted this harmless exchange. This is harmless, and then unexpectedly, with no prior warning, poof, gone. The tweet.
They deleted it.
Which led me to believe, I guess it is true. If it does stay up longer than 4 hours, maybe call a medical professional. If it doesn't, just delete it and we'll have no issues. But then the story deepens even further. Did it again. I don't know if
this is getting hard to follow. I'm going to need a stiff drink.
Oh my God. I don't know. Got to be careful.
Children.
Touching the mic.
Guys, Gary's gripping the mic again.
Chill out. Listen. So now somebody posted a job posting of a social media director or social media person for the Orlando Magic the morning after. Don't know if it's real. Don't know if it's fake.
Not.
That's just good timing. And therein lies the story, L, of the jersey exchange seen around the world.
Couple of thoughts. First of all, deleting that tweet is what happens when you hire a young social media person. They do something that will get people talking. That's the whole point.
Yes.
So long as you're not being like incredibly disrespectful to a group of people or whatever.
Yes.
You do something that gets people talking, sets the internet ablaze.
Yes.
But then some office somewhere is like, this is in poor taste. It's very distasteful. We are a family organization.
Yep.
We have children in the arena. We cannot be promoting black. And then they take the tweet down.
It's not plural. It's just...
Well, all just, of them. Any of them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They're like, you can be a dick. You just can't be a black... So I've been in this situation on SportsCenter years ago. I'm like so excited. I get to do a talk back on like a Saturday or something with Dick Vitale. And I asked him, you know, to choose. It was a pick'em between, you know, South Carolina and they were playing at at Tennessee. And he says, "L, give me the Cox."
Oh.
And it took everything. And like, it's, you know, it's Dickie V. Like, he's having fun. It wasn't, he wasn't being a sophomore like me. He wasn't being immature. He just was saying, give me the Cox. That's their thing, right? Like, go Cox. That's their call. That's their cock call. They're the game Cox. And he says it, and it took everything I had. I'm like, ma'am, this is a legacy broadcaster. You cannot die laughing in his face. It took everything I had. Like, you come back on camera, and I'm just like, Dick Vitale, what the latest? I had nothing to do because all I wanted was burst out laughing at the notion that he yelled out with so much vigor and excitement, give me the Cox. But while we're going down this rabbit hole, while we're winding this road, what are some other potential hazards for any social media managers out there? What are some potential hazards, things they should stay away from when Grady Dick comes to town?
The list is long.
Okay.
And I'm glad I'm going to give credit to where credit is due. Drew Mixon on Twitter compiled this list. James Harden. Makes sense. Okay. That one's easy to get away with. Marcus Smart. Okay. All right. That's fine. Still, this is the one that lies some trouble. And he could have done it literally last night. Jalen Suggs.
Suggs.
You didn't have to say it. We could have put it together.
Yeah.
This is problematic on many fronts. Trae Young.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
Don't want that.
Well.
Unless you're Kristen Cavallari. At which point, line them up, Montana boys. Line them up. It's a very small subset that watches that show and knows what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm going to skip this one. Derek Lively. Christian Wood. Nasir Little.
yeah, that one you want to stay away from.
On all accounts.
Yeah,
all right,
for sure.
All
although no man has ever accused himself of having that, so you wouldn't know.
The balls. Any of the three.
Yeah.
Although if there are three, it's a bit of an issue. There are two balls currently in the NBA, but only one of them plays right now. So one ball doing the job of what are supposed to be many.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Lonzo. So there is a list that you're supposed to stay away from when Grady Dick comes to town.
There you go.
Yep. Don't know if this segment's going to be making the show in its entirety. We'll be surprised.
With that being said,
yes.
This is, as we say, goodbye for now.
Oh,
Thursday, we'll be back in studio. Yes. Of course, you'll be able to catch the show on Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. And of course, you can get this show every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcast or watch it on YouTube. But we're getting ready for tournament time.
Let's go.
So I'll be knee deep in all these games and really excited to see how the brackets progress and to see if my toddler children know more than you.
They likely do because they're getting information straight from the source and straight
from
the top.
What? I didn't help them with that.
Yeah, I know you didn't help them pronounce North Carolina. And South Carolina.